You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When I say I love pistachios, I mean it. I mean, I really love pistachios, and I just pop them in my mouth all the time. But you know what? I know there are a lot of other great ways to eat them, and the person who's here to tell us how to do that, to have a variety of ways to enjoy pistachios, is Lisa Dorfman. She is a registered dietitian. Oh my gosh, she's so much more as well. Plus, she's a culinary consultant and educator, and she loves pistachios too. So, Lisa, how are you today? And we're so thrilled you're in here to tell us how to eat pistachios.
Thank you so much. Yes, I love pistachios. I love starting my day with pistachios on my salad and my couscous. I just absolutely, and they're so good for you. That's the best part.
That's, you know, I think people think, oh, they're fattening, so I won't eat them. And so could you just clear that up for us?
Absolutely. In fact, on the contrary, they're the least fattening of all the nuts. You could eat 49 nuts per ounce. That's more than any other nut.
Ooh.
That's 159 calories. That's less than any bar on the market, practically. Not only that, it's power-packed with not only protein, which is important whether you're an athlete or not. It's good for your immune system. We're getting into that winter season and those colds and sniffles, and so protein's very important for that. The healthy fats, which helps whether you have heart disease or trying to prevent heart disease, or you just want clear arteries, which I think most of us want. And not only that, I mean, you typically hear of, you know, potassium in bananas or fiber in vegetables, but again, pistachios are just, they're just so rich in fiber, in potassium. In fact, 2 ounces of pistachios has more potassium than a banana. So they are really, really good for you.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, they're also a ton of fun to eat. I love that you have to crack the little pistachios. My kids have so much fun with it. It's definitely their favorite nut. They love almonds and walnuts, all sorts of nuts. But when I put the bowl of pistachios in front of them, they just go crazy because it's like fun time at snack time all rolled into one. So it's perfect for kids too, right? There's no age limit on pistachios.
Oh, no. And because they're so rich in vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients, so those beautiful, that beautiful color spectrum that you see in the pistachios, those have health benefits as well. We talked about energy on another show we had. Pistachios give you lots of energy. And, you know, I feel like one day we're going to know that breaking over those pistachios is a really good workout for that upper body.
I like that.
Those biceps.
Great.
It is fun and it is mindful when you slow down your rate of eating by opening up those pistachios. So just wonderful all around.
It's kind of a social event to just sit there and everybody sort of gets together and they start flipping out those little, and then they start throwing them in the air and trying to catch them in their mouth as well. But I used to think that it was a good thing that it took me time to eat one nut at a time because I'd take it out of the shell. But now you're telling me I can have over 40 and be only getting 159 calories of really good fats. That is just brilliant news.
Yes.
So do you recommend these? I know you are the nutrition advisor to many professional teams. So I assume, do you recommend these to pro athletes as well?
Oh, no doubt. And I was a pro triathlete myself and have been competing for 30 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Pistachios
wow.
are beautiful across the board. So when you talk about energy, when you talk about recovery from exercise, even for those athletes that need to make weight, quote unquote, which I outlined in my book, Legally Lean, when you need to hit a weight, like when you're a boxer or a rower, and you need to hit a weight or a wrestler to compete, those little pistachios give you a lot of energy, but not a lot of volume and weight.
Oh, that's good. That's
so
great.
My lean athletes that need to meet that weight feel so satiated and because typically they're very hungry. They can't wait to have that meal after weigh-in, but they feel so good and trained so well on the pistachios.
Well, it's really no wonder that there's a company out there, the pistachios we buy, that's called them Wonderful Pistachios, because they just really are. I mean, if people weren't convinced enough after listening to this little podcast, they'll be reaching for some pistachios for sure. Well, one of my favorite, or I shouldn't say favorite because there's so many different ways, but one of the ways I was first introduced to pistachios, believe it or not, was actually pistachio ice cream. For some reason, that's the first way I had it. But I'm really excited to hear some of the different ways you enjoy pistachio and some new ideas for us to add them to our daily routine.
Yeah. You know what is so wonderful? At AmericanPistachios.org, there are experts who have lent their best recipes. So Cheryl Solberg from, you know, the Biggest Loser, and Nigel Mitchell, who's the British Olympian cycling team nutritionist. So some of my favorites that I've pulled from the website, and this goes beyond just, you know, the pistachios in the ice cream or your yogurt or on top of your salad or couscous. Nigel had a beautiful recipe at the website for pistachio rice cakes. And the rice cakes are really good, especially for somebody who's in motion, like cycling and, you know, or on the run, that doesn't want to, you know, have, you know, stomach issues while they're exercising. They are the most beautiful snack ever. So you'll find those there. I'm a big fan of spring rolls, you know, not the fried kind, but, you know, the cold spring rolls. And Cheryl Solberg offers a really delicious crunchy spring roll recipe with pistachio dipping sauce. Asian pistachio dipping sauce on the side.
Wow.
Not really. And of course, there's a gingerbread a recipe when we're coming up to the holidays. And so many, just cheesecake and so many delicious, delicious recipes there that you could find. And again, pistachio oil is available, so you could include it in your cooking when you don't have a hold of the nut, and it just lends this really beautiful flavor to all your dishes.
Well, I have a question about whether, you know, now you can buy pistachio nuts that are salted in a big, you know, go to a wholesale place, and they have a great big jar full of them that have been salted. Do you recommend that, or should we get them raw?
So that's a great question. I, too, because I'm always on the run, you know, sometimes you don't have time to crack them open, especially if you're driving. So, and when you're at those, remember we talked about those extreme climates. It's still really hot here in South Florida. But even in the northern climates, if you're doing, you know, any kind of activity, you're sweating even when you're shivering. There's some level of sweat.
Yeah,
so you need that sodium. The only ones or the only individuals who really need to watch, we all need to watch it to a certain extent, but those who really need to watch are those with some forms of hypertension, who are older than 51 years old or have kidney problems or have been advised by their doctor not to have the salt. But again, you'll find all levels of sodium in those you know, containers or what have you. So go for the lowest. I mean, you could always add salt if you really, you know, needed to. But those big you know, canisters of shelled pistachios are yummy and delicious. And and the fiber, you know, the fiber still slows your rate of consumption down. So.
That's right. Oh. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us. We went through a lot of websites. So I want to repeat them really quick before we close today. AmericanPistachios.org. That's where you find those yummy recipes she talked about. Now, Lisa's website is foodfitness.com. And that's where you can also find her book, Legally Lean, that she mentioned about sports nutrition strategy. So remember to check in for all of that. You can always find us right here on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.